Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, and we are on Pei Amud Beis. And so keep remember that the sponsoring opportunities are always available. If anybody's interested, just go online and put in a day that one would like to sponsor. It could be for your yard site, it could be for a birthday, it could just be just general Hakar Sato for the website helping to make the daf available. Okay? Let's get back into the Gemara. We got up to the Mishnah on Pei Aleph, but just to remember, the Gemara yesterday brought up the sugya of Safek De'oraisa L'chumra. Safek De'oraisa L'chumra, but because by Shemitah, you're not sure if this is an Usur act or not. So the Gemara says, what is to be Machmir by Shemitah? So just to mention, we know there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba about that principle. The Rashba holds Safek De'oraisa L'chumra is a Din De'oraisa. You have to be machmir midal raisa if you have a safek daraisa, meaning the Torah doesn't always only say that something that is vaday daraisa is aser, even if something if safek daraisa that's also aser. Masha Einkein says the Rambam, the din of safek daraisa lechumra is itself only a din derabanan. Midal raisa, only vaday Yisurim are aser, but not safek Yisurim. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Tumas Meis in Perek Tes. Dover Yadua, she call Elu Hatumos Vachayetzer Behem, she Mishim Safik Arain Shal Devrayim. Any Safik Tuma is Midrabanan, says the Rambam. The Ain Tamim in a Torah, Elami Shinitma Tuma Vados. Tuma Darais is only if somebody is Vadai Tame. Ava Kolas Vekos, Bain Batumos, Bain Bamaacholos Asuros, Bain Baarayos, Vishabasos, Ain Choshejin Lahan, Elami Devray Sofrim. That's the Shitas Rambam, that, you know, Safek D'oraisa L'chumra is only a din derabanan. So again, this is a big discussion. The first Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, it discusses this Machlokas, Rambam and the Rashba. And the other discussion that is asked, that is discussed, is the din, we know the special dinim by Safek Tuma. Safek Tuma Bershus HaYachid is Tameh, Bershus HaRabim is Tahar, and that's learned out based on Psukim. So they ask each one for the, in Bershus HaRabim, you need a source to tell me that it's Tahar. Otherwise, you would have said Tameh, Daraisa. So that's against the Rambam. But then you have in the Safek Tuma Bershus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh, so that's also based on the Pasuk of Adin Daraisa, but otherwise you would have said Tar, which is Mashma like the Rambam. So again, those are both quoted to prove and to disprove each of the Shitas, but again, that is a big discussion that just one should know about, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Okay, let us get back into the, let's get into the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hakonesh ne'ilanus b'soch sadeh chaveiro, if somebody buys two trees in the field of their friend, hareza lo kana karka. If I buy two trees, I think we alluded to this halacha before, if I buy two trees, no land goes with those trees. I assume that I just bought those two trees, and that's it. Rabbi Meir omar kana karka. Meir says no, that some karka goes along with the land. So machlokas to the Tanakam and Rabbi Meir. Higdilu, now back according to the Tanakama. Tanakama says, I did not acquire trees. Right? I did not acquire the land. I only acquired two trees. Let's say the trees grow, and now their branches overhang the karka of the Balabayas. Lo yishafe. I am not allowed to trim them. Who's the I? The seller is not allowed to trim the trees, even though he didn't leave any lands for the seller. He didn't sell any land along with the trees, and even though the shade is somewhat detrimental to his field, doesn't matter, he gave at least the part of his land that would be needed for the trees to grow. And therefore, if the trees overhang his field, so then he's not allowed to cut them. Viha ola min hageza shalo, and anything that comes up from the stump of the tree, umenasharashim, or from the roots. Let's say you get new shoots coming out. So shabalakarka, that belongs to the balakarka, because that's considered karka, and that was not sold with the trees. Viemesu ein lo karka. And if the trees die, also ein lo karka, the buyer cannot plant new trees. Says the Chiddushi Aran, what's the added addition of this line in the Mishnah? That I would have thought, well, at least if he buys the trees, then he didn't get any land. But at least the land which the trees are on, that itself was sold with it. I would have thought that, and therefore if the trees die, something happens that I would be able to replant. That kamashmalan, not even that. Hadar Tanar Hachi, says the Ran, Delo Tema, Kitzan Bereisha Lokana Karka, when the Reisha says he didn't acquire land with the trees, Hanimili Tachtehenu Beneihem. That's between them. Aval Makom Ha'ilanos Miyakana, but the place where the trees are. So that you would have thought goes with the trees. Kamashmalan, no, even that, you're not Kone, just the trees, and therefore if the trees die, so then the buyer does not have the right to plant the new trees. That is all part one of the Mishnah, Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Tanakama, and within the Tanakama who says that no land is sold, all of these other halachos also apply. Second half, but Kana Shlosha, if somebody buys three trees, so then the assumption is Kana Karka, that Karka goes along with the trees, and it doesn't even have to be explicated. Rabbi Yonah says here, Beferish, that this only applies to large trees. Big trees, not little saplings. Little saplings, you might say, also, only the trees were sold. But Rabbi Yonah says, only applies to the big trees. Dafki Ilanos Gedolim, to Ilanos Tanan, says Ilan, and Ilan is mashma, big tree. Vishasilin Ketanim, Shaha'ol Kovshan, but little saplings that a plow would bend, as we had earlier, vein olam lambachava, you don't need a rope to climb them. Lo chashivi ilanos, those are not considered trees regarding this halacha, and therefore land would not be sold. V'yavo v'yishamachron alakayim en besadeo, and even though you sold them to keep in your field, and these little trees eventually grow into big trees, so maybe they're all should be considered big trees. Bas or shas mechira azlina. No, you go after the time of the mechira. Tekivan, the hashta, lo chashiv. It says at the moment of the selling, if they're not considered trees, they're not chashiv. Ein hakarka nigrar acharehem likros stei ha'ilan. So that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, that this whole halacha is only by big trees and not little trees. Little trees, you don't have any land sold with them, only the big trees. The footnotes point out that if you look in the Rambam does not mechalik. The Rambam just quotes trees, and therefore they want to make a difference what size trees were given. Okay, that is the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah. So again, if you buy three trees, then land is sold with them. Higdilu, but in this case, if the trees expand, and now they are shading the seller's part of the field that he didn't include in the sale, then Yishafa, then he would be able to trim. Because he only gave a certain amount of land in between the trees for the trees to grow in, but more than that, he did not give over via olam and ageza. When a shirash and shalom, and if anything grows from the stump and from the roots, shalom, it belongs to the buyer in this case, because that land is his, so stumps would also be his. Via mesu yesh lo karka, and if the trees die, then he would be able to replant the trees because he owns that karka. Okay, that is all in terms of buying and selling two trees versus three trees. So what about, how does this relate to the issue of Bikurim? So here we go. Says the Mishnah Tanhasim. The Mishnah says in Maseches Bikurim, Hakonish Ne Ilanos Betoch Shel Chaveiro, somebody buys two trees in their friend's field. I bought two trees from you. I did not buy specifically any land from you. I just bought two trees from you. Mevi Ve'eno Kore. The Tanakhama says, I bring Bikurim, the Mitzvah Bikurim to bring, right? We know a certain amount of time of the year, we bring Bikurim and we maybe Vekore, Shavuos to Sukkot, and then Sukkot to Chanukah, or maybe Ve'eno Kore, but in that original time period, in the first time period where one would generally be maybe Vekore, this person who only owns trees brings and is not Kore, does not say the Mikra Bikurim, the special parsha in the base of Mikdash. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Kisavo, Apriya Adamar Shenasata Li Hashem, right, the pre of the Adama which you gave me. And here, he has no Adama if he only has two trees, and therefore, he cannot do the Kriya of Bikurim, he only does the Hava'a. He only does the bringing, but not the Kriya. Says the Gemara, Bimeir Omer, Remeir Shita, the second different, no, maybe Bikore. Remeir says, even though he only owns the trees, it is still okay, he could still do the kriya, because automatically, if one buys two trees, so then he gets a little karka along with it. That's Rameir Shita, as we will see. Amr says machlokas tanaim by two trees. Amr of Yudam Shmuel mechayv hayir Rameir af belokeach peiros menashuk. Rameir even goes further. Forget two trees. Even if you just buy fruits from the market, you would still be maybe v'korei. What does this mean if you buy fruit from the market? How far do you take this? So if you look at the Shita B'Kubetzet, the Shita says lav dafka. It doesn't really mean fruit from the market. Or else how would you know it's Bikurim? You buy fruit from the market, or even if somebody tells you it's Bikurim, you don't own anything there. You could say Hashem Asatali Hashem. Says the Shita, min hashuk lav dafka. It doesn't really mean min hashuk. Dehechi yadi tahavi Bikurim. How would you know? Ella imkana osam be'ilon kodem shebichru. No, it means you're in the shuk and your friend sells you the fruit. I'm going to bring you the fruit tomorrow. Remember, this is Rabbi Meir also. So Rabbi Meir says, if you buy the rights to the fruit that are on the tree, karka. This is a chiddush. Not only two trees, so you automatically get some karka, but says the Shita, even if you have zero karka, you just bought the trees, that is also good enough to say the kriya, the mikra bikurim. So that is.
How does that fit into the svar of Rav Meir? Our mission of Rav Meir, as far as I understand, is because you're getting land.
So now we say the chiddush even without any land. Asher nesatali is good enough, even just going on the peros.
So it really has nothing to do with the svar.
If you go this far, as we'll see, not everybody's going to understand Rav Meir this way. But if you go this far, so then Rav Meir would say you don't even need any karka. That's the Shita. If you look in the Ritva says no. So the Shita does not want to take this literally. It doesn't mean you buy fruit; you buy the fruit from the tree. So the Ritva says no. It's not that extreme. It's shalachem lebikurim elu b'shuk lamish. You bought these fruit, and you know they're bikurim. And even though it says what's the mitzvah bikurim that you go down to the field and you put a ribbon. You see the fig that became ripe. For kosher began, you put a little ribbon on it. That's the Rabbanan. That's only according to the Rabbanan Shita, right? But either a mayor doesn't need it, or a mayor holds of it, and that's for the Chachila. Either way, there are different ways to get out of this according to Rabbi Meir. But that is the Chiddush of Shmuel. Shmuel says Rabbi Meir holds even if you just get the fruit, you don't have any rights to the lands. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how does Shmuel know that? Midiktani Mishnah Yaseirah, because you have that whole Mishnah in Bikurim is extra. Why? Michti, Tanalei Diesh Lo Karka. Pshita, the maybe Vikore. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says, and Rameir says, Kona Karka, that you're Kona Karka with two trees. So we know, if you have two trees, you're Kona Karka, so of course you do the Havas Bikurim and the Mikra Bikurim. So what do you need that whole Mishnah in Bikurim for anyway? Elishwamina, I must be telling you an added Chiddush. Machayev Hayy Rabbi Meir. Af bilokeach peiros min hashuk. Rabbi Meir must be telling you that even just buying fruit from the shuk, even without any karka, that also would be good enough for the kriyas bikurim as well. So says the Gemara, v'haksev asher tavi me'artzacha. Doesn't it say that you bring from your land? Zachary Rabbi Meir say that you could bring the mikra bikurim even without owning any land. Doesn't he have to own land, not just fruit? So the Gemara says, hahu limute chutz la'aretz. That's the exclude chutz la'aretz. That we say that you would have thought the havamina that bikurim could even come from chutz la'aretz. So kamash v'la, no, we exclude it, and it does not come from chutz la'aretz. Ask Tosas the obvious kasha. What would be the havamina? What's the havamina? You have to bring bikurim from chutz la'aretz. Isn't bikurim a mitzvah hatzliya ba'aretz? So what's the havamina? You need a pasuk to tell me that chutz la'aretz is excluded. Says Tosfos, yeah. That's going to have to be some kind of answer, but at least the Havamina, second to last skinny line in Tosfos, V'teima, Amai Yisrach Miyuta, Ha'amar B'sof Perakamet HaKiddushin, it says in Kiddushin, called Mitzvah Shitluya Ba'aretz, Eino Noheges El Ba'aretz. So Mitzvah Shitluya Ba'aretz is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you need a Pasuk for? Tosfos gives two important answers. First answer, V'yesh B'farshim, Mishum Dibikurim Iskishu L'basar B'chalav. Bikurim is written next to Basa B'chalav in Parshas Mishpatim. Dichsiv, Reishis Bikurim and Mascha, Lusavashu Gadim B'chalav Imo. Same pasuk. So ma kesher between Bikurim and Basa B'chalav, but at least, maybe regarding this, to teach me that just like Bikurim, just like Basa B'chalav is everywhere, U'bevechilta behedyu makesh lu, the mechilta has a beferish hekesh, v'salket aitach, shiyu noagin af b'chutz l'aretz, kamo Basa B'chalav. So if you have that possibility, you don't really know how to understand it. So is that telling me it's like Basa B'chalav, therefore that's reflecting something different about Bikurim? That would be the Havamina? That it's really like Bikurim, Basa B'chalav is a Chovas Aguf. Just like Basa B'chalav has something to do with the land, that has to do with you. So to Bikurim, that was the Havamina. Kamash Malan, Is Kamashmalan, is there any difference? Kamashmalan, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So do we still say it's something somewhat different than a regular mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz? Or the Kamashmalan, no, it's still different, but you're chayiv only in Eretz Yisrael. So again, a question in the Lamed is how to understand the Kamashmalan. That's the first answer. Maybe it's compared to Basu HaChalav. Ola Rashba Nira. But now the Rashba says it even more explicitly. It's different. The lo chashiv, this is the Rashba and Tosas, obviously not the Rashba. The Rashba, the Baalei Tosas Rashba, Nireh, fifth medium line, to lo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz. Bikurim is not like the other mitzvahs atuliyas ba'aretz. It's not like truma and meiser and others. Why? To lo dami l'truma v'meiser v'chal. It's not like the other ones. To hasam guf ha'peros b'chuyavin b'truma. Over there, the guf ha'peros are b'chuyavin truma. De tevel ninhu v'asurin ba'achila. Those items are asur to eat. Before you do that frash, it's all tevel. And you're not allowed to eat these. V'lakach ha'shuv v'nei tuliyim ba'aretz. That's mitzvah satuliyas ba'aretz. Aval bikurim, look at this amazing line. Ein achiyev talay beperus ela ba'adam. It's the closest we're going to get to chefsa gavra in Tosfos. The mitzvah is not talui in the fruit, but in the person. De ein nesarin ba'achila afal bishlo hifresh me'an bikurim. Because the perus are not, let's say you take off all your trumas and maestras. Take everything off. So you violated the mitzvah of doing everything in order. Because bikurim is supposed to be first. Malayas chavah demachalosa acher. You're supposed to do it in order. But let's say you didn't do it in order. You took everything off, so it's not tevel anymore. Bikurim doesn't asur the rest of the grain. So that's number one. You see, bikurim is different. Va'od, says Tosfos, there's a second way that you know it's different. Mitlo chayiv truma meiser, actually, it's mesmerech bakri. When does the chiv of trumas and meisers kick in? Only when production is finished, when you made a pile of grain. Muchach shachiv tali beperus. You have to do something with the fruit, with the grain, in order to be chayiv in trumas and meisers. When are you chayiv in bikurim? Right when it grows. You don't have to do anything. Lefi shelo igia daizvan chiyuvan. Ava bikurim chovas vada chovas hagufnenu. Ke avodah zara. De yafina minayo bekidushin shein chiyuv tolei beperus ela ba'adam. Vafilo ba'adam mi'ilon. Even while it's still on the tree, it is chayiv, and therefore beferish. 2 days in Tosfos, if you contrast the 2 days, whether bikurim is a chovas haguf or a chovas karka. Right, the havamina by the chovas karka is that it's like vasu b'chalav, k'mashmolan it's not, but two very important days in Tosfos. The Achrona discussed these 2 days at length. How do you understand Bikurim? Chovas Adam or Chovas Karka? Okay, that's the Havamina to exclude it from, to need the Pasuk to exclude it from Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so back to the Gemara.
Quick question. The Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's on Kriya or maybe the
Karka? The Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is even on the Kriya.
It's on Kriya. But not on
Maybe,
right?
Maybe. Well, somebody would have to do, right, but to do the Habba Wood Rabbi Meir, that Shita, if you just get fruit, if you know there'd be Bikurim fruit, I think everybody would agree.
Everyone would agree.
Yeah, if you know there'd be Bikurim fruit, you have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. But you just can't do the Kriya. Rabbi Meir says you can even do the Kriya. So, again, what does Rabbi Meir use the Pasuk for of Asher Tavi Me'ar Tzacha? To exclude Chutz La'aretz. Ve'haksiv Admascha, but it says your land. Lim'ute Admas Akum. That's to exclude Adama of a non-Jew. If I have Adama of a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, so that also I do not do the Kriya on there. The Haksiv Asher Asatali, that says you gave me, but here, right, he didn't have this land that he gave him. The Yahavsi Lizuzev is Avnimu. No, you gave me money to buy this fruit. That's good enough for Rabbi Meir, for Asher Asatali. The Rashbam here has another Girsa of our Gemara, which is the basis for a large discussion in the Rishonim. He has another Girsa where he has two. He says, Admascha. Here it says Admascha 2 times. Admascha, Admascha. So the Rashbam quotes a Girsa. 5 lines from the bottom of the Rashbam. It says Admascha 2 times. Chad l'mute akum, v'chad l'mute admas ger. To exclude the Adama of a convert. Shaharei, says the Rashbam, Hager atzmo mena mivin velo korin hein. The Shita of the Rashbam and other Rishonim is that a ger does not do Kriya. A ger could do Hava'a and has to do Hava'a, but does not do Kriya. Because he cannot say, Asher nishba la avoseinu la seslanu. Right, he can't say that line that you swore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvuah with our forefathers, and therefore a ger does not do mevi v'korei, and therefore somebody who buys fruit from a ger doesn't have to do either. said that's the exclusion, and the way the Rashbam understands it, a ger himself would only do maybe ve'eno kore. So somebody who buys it, second to the last line of the Rashbam, da'akonami peres karka shalo lo maybe ve'lo kore. You go down a step, and you wouldn't have to do either. What's the svar for that? Well, wouldn't you have to do either? So the Achronim explained, based on an idea of the Granat here in Bava Basra. Chronim explain that mipnei shechiv hava im kriya v'chiv hava lo kriya. Bringing with and without kriya are two separate mitzvahs. It's not just quantitatively different. With and without the kriya, one could suggest that somebody who has to do kriya with do hava with kriya, and somebody who never does, kriya. So there are two different types of mitzvahs. Those two different, qualitatively different types of havas. And therefore, if I'm a person who does kriya, I'm not a ger, so I usually do kriya. If I buy it from a ger, I'm mufka from that type of hava. I'm not in that world. If it's a safek, so we'll get to that later on, hopefully by the Bezrim on the end of Amud Beis. But generally, those are two different types of kriyas. So the ger himself could do the kriya to do the hava without the kriya. But if I buy it from the ger, I have nothing. Because it's not shayach for me to do a hava'a that fundamentally doesn't get a kriya. So that's not what the that's not what's demanded of me, and therefore that's why it would go down a notch if I buy it from the ger. Okay, the big discussion in the Rishonim here is bottom tosis lemute. Could a ger bench? Could a ger be mezamein? Right here we just spoke about bikurim. So Bikurim, he can't say, according to some Rishonim, Masher Nishpa Lav Hoseinu Lasses Lan. So what about a ger benching? No delacha, Al Shin Chalta Lav Hoseinu, Eretz Chemda, Tov Rechava, Al Shin Sanu Eretz Mitzrayim, the whole historical story. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Rabbeinu Tam says, a ger cannot be mezamein. Cannot be mezamein. Remember in the olden days, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this also, that one person, mezamein doesn't just mean a sign of Arech, it means he said the whole benching. Said the whole benching out loud for everybody. So if the ger is saying the whole benching for everybody, that's the ikar din of mezamein. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, shame the Maharil, we can't have kavanah for so long anymore. So maybe the first bracha, he should say out loud, but that's about it, because we can't focus so long. But says the Rabbeinu Tam here, you look on the fifth wide line in Tosfos. Last word is umikoach. Umikoach ahi mishnah. Lo hayam ayniach Rabbeinu Tam legerim lovarech berchaz azimun. Rabbeinu Tam would not let gerim do berchaz azimun. Lefi she'enu yachal lomar shehen chalta lavu seinu eretz tova. Viktani nami. And also, kishu mispal bein olavein atzmo. And even when he says, when he davens, omer elokei avos Yisrael. Can't say Elokei Avoseinu. Ukeshehu mispal bebeis haknesses, and when he davens in shul, Omer Elokei Avoseichem, says Rabbeinu Tam. V'maisa imo miYisrael, Omer Elokei Avoseinu. If he has a Jewish mother, even with a non-Jewish father, that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim are more makel, and they say no. Uleri niret, next line, der shaper mazi amar gel avoseinu. It's fine. A geger can say lavoseinu. He could say shemon esrei normally. He could say benching. But lo kaima lange mishnah. We don't hold like those sources that are made of top quotes. And he could even be mevi v'korei. And he could even by bikurim, bring the bikurim, and even do kriya. It is not a problem. Asher enchad lavoseinu. Why? Because Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the Avamon Gayim. He's the leader of all of the nations, and therefore machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. The Beis Yosef, the Tur, first quotes this machlokas. The Tur in Siman Kuf Sadek Tes and Hilchos Brachos Amazon quotes this machlokas, and the Beis Yosef quotes and explains Rabbeinu Tam. The Nirish Atam Mishum the Kishimavarech LaAtzmo Yechzer Me'Abrachos Osan Tevos Avo Kishimavarech LaAcherim Im Lo Yomar Osan Tevos Nimso Lagabe Ditu Mishanim Me'Abeish Atavo Chachamim Bebrachos. Aye, let it be Mizamin for everybody else, and then just change the words. No, because that's the Mishanim from the way that Chazal said you have to bench. You can't change the words. But then the Beis Yosef says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, im acher she'anu birchazimun, bire kol echad birchazamazon la'atzmo, shaper dami afilo Rabbeinu Tam. In how we do it nowadays, where everybody says their own benching, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree. Because in the birchazimun at the beginning, you don't say anything about Elokeinu, baruch shachanu mishalov tocheinu. So even Rabbeinu Tam would agree, if everybody's going to bench themselves, and just the person's going to be mezamein, then even Rabbeinu Tam would agree. V'lo ba'olamayit elahecha shem yotzim bebirchaz hamazon sheomer hager. that is a limit on Rabbeinu Tam. But the Beis Yosef ends off and says, most Rishonim hold like the Ri, and Hachi Naktina. That is what we hold. We hold like the Ri, that one is, that a Ger can bench Bircha Zimun, even if he would say the whole thing. Even if he'd say the whole thing, and he would be maybe Vikari also.
Yeah. Does he say all the brachas?
No, he's got to switch that line or leave out that line.
He says the bracha,
but he just can't say that line.
He says,
let him do bircha zimun. And when he davens, he says, Elokei Avos Yisrael. Right? He changes the words of davening. No, it's a good question. How long does this go? What about the Ger's children? Does it continue according to Rebbeinu Tam? It's a good question. Rebbeinu Tam, how many generations does it go? Or do you say, once a person has two Jewish parents, then automatically, you know, you don't look at specific biological anymore. Two Jewish parents mean he's a Jew, and he's in the nation of Avraham Avinu. You can say Avoseinu. Right, that's a good question. If you look on the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam here, Paskins like the Ri. Rather than possibly like to read that maybe Vikore, but he has an added line, which the Akronim try to figure out what exactly he means. Maybe Vikore, Lefisha Namar La Avraham. Why is a Ger allowed to be maybe Vikore? Because it says to Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. I put you the Av of all the nations. Harehu Av Kol Ha'olam Kulo. She Nechnasin Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Right, he's under. And then he adds the line. Ula Avraham Haisa Hashvua Tchila She Yarshu Bana Vesa Aretz. And to Avraham Avinu was the Shvuah that his children are going to inherit the land. So what is that line adding? So the Kesef Mishnah says, there should be an Afalpi in the Rambam. That the Avraham Avinu is the Av of Kulan Tachas Kadvei Ashchina, Klomar, Sha'afalpi Sha'avram Av L'Kol Ha'olam, Lo Notlu Hagerim Chelek Ba'aretz. You might have asked another question. So why don't they get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? No. Because that Shvuah was taken earlier. The Shvu was taken earlier, before ever he was called. She betchila kodesh yomar avamon gaim nesaticha haisa hashvua nimsa shlozachu ba elaban of mamish. So the Kazemino says you got to read the Rambam. There's an implicit question here. Avamon gaim, and therefore they can bench, but they don't get a chelik paretz because the Shvu was taken earlier. The Shakas Arye says that's how the Rambam sounds like. I'm not sure what the answer is, but you know that's not the answer. That's a very dach. The Menachas Chinuch also doesn't really give a strong answer. Shakas Arye has a suggestion, but this is the discussion. Another parallel discussion. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. Remember that Gemara, 19th Blad and Shas. Brachas Daf Chaf. I'm amazed. The Gemara has a suffix whether women have to bench. Why? What's the suffix? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. There, Rashi says why? Because they can't say Val Briska Shechasan to Bivsarenu. They're Mufka from Brismila. Right, so maybe we know the Gemara Bracha says that you have to mention Bris Mila. So maybe somebody who's Mufka from Bris Mila doesn't have to bench. Tosis there says why? Because they also can't say Val Shen Chal Talavoseinu Eretz Chamda Rachava. They didn't get a portion Ba'aretz. I but no Slavchan exception, but they also didn't get a portion. So that's a suffix. What about this? And then Tosis says, what about Kohanim and Leviim? What did they get? Okay, Ari Leviim Kohanim didn't get. So
the suffix is
there's the Rice with Drabanan. The first three brachas daraisa. First three brachas, only the fourth brach one is derabanan. First three of daraisa, no delacha, and rachim has all of these malchus based David and eretz chem and bris mila. So that's the discussion in Tosfos on chaf amid beis in mesachas brachas. But again, it's all related to these discussions. Okay, let's continue now. But that is all about the girsa that the Rashbam quotes here. Exclusions from Bikurim, that is where the Rishonim get into the act here. Okay? So Bikurim. So now we get into four lines from the bottom. Masav Rabba. By the way, Rashi in Kisavo, right, he holds like his grandson, right? Rashbam here holds like his grandfather. Rashbam, Rashi, a group of Rishonim hold maybe Vein Yokori by Ager, and the Ri and the Rambam and others hold maybe Vakore. Can there be any Chilukim between benching and Bikurim? Could be. Most Rishonim do not make such a chilek, but you might have said that maybe you can make a difference between the mikra bikurim and the benching, but not for now. Let's continue. Masav Rava, four lines from the bottom. Rava, Masav Rava. Hakoni Ilan Echad Batoch Shel Chavero. Somebody buys one tree from their friend. Mevi Ve'eno Kore. Lefish Lo Kana Karka. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Look, you see, Rebbe Meir's opinion is one tree is not good enough. So how could Shmuel, how could you say that Rav Meir holds even if you don't quote any trees? Tiyufta, Tiyaretz Akasha, really this source tells us that Rav Meir does have a limit. Two trees is his limit, he doesn't say it by one tree. We saw earlier, way back, Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph has two opinions. What about according to the Manda Amar, and Rav Meir is that one of those Manda Amars, Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf Dami. Kinyan Peiros getting a guf. So doesn't that mean if you have a Kinyan Peiros, it's something as if you have a Kinyan in the property? And if that's true, isn't that good enough? Kinyan Peiros can get in a guf dummy. So why here do we say that you can't be Korei? So Tosfos there says, no, even if Kinyan Peiros can get in a guf, let's say if everything dries out, you still might not have a Kinyan. Doesn't really mean mamish Kinyan Aguf. You have to know exactly what that means. Kaga doesn't mean Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf means you have this you have a Kinyan forever and ever. But here it could disappear, so it's not really a Kinyan Aguf if you have the fruit. So a little toast there, it discusses it. Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Let's continue. Amar Le Reb Shimon Ben El Yakim Le Rabbi Elazar. My time is Rameir Be'ilan Echad. My time is Rabbanan B'shnei Ilanos. What is the reason for a mayor by one tree and the Rabbanan by two trees? Meaning, both of them hold in these cases that there's no Kriya. There is a Hava'a, but there's no Kriya. So, why? What's the svar for that? What's the svar? Top Rashbam. Kivan de'eno kore. Mishum dechziv asher tavi me'artzacha lama mevi. Ma ha mehava nami ma'ile kra. Why is only a Kriya excluded and not a Hava'a? So, Amalo, so he responds to him. Rev Elazar responds, Dover Sharishonim lo Amru Botam, Tashileni be Besa Medrash, Kadela Vaisheni. No, none of the earlier rabbis knew the answer to this. You're going to ask me that in the middle of Shir in front of everybody? It's embarrassing. How could you do that? How could you ask me a Kashi? You know I'm not going to know the answer. The Rishonim didn't give an answer. What kind of Kashi are you asking me? Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira. Interesting why this is in Ilchas Mechira. Says the Rambam, why is it in Ilchas Mechira? Because the Rambam here is talking about the concept of Ona'as Dvarim, taking advantage of somebody with words, going into a store and you have no Havamina, that you're going to buy anything, and you start dealing and asking the buyer. Right? Ona'as, asking the seller. Ona'as Dvarim, right? Taking advantage of somebody. This could be in Hilchas Deos, but it also could be in Hilchas Mechira. Says the Rambam, Nishala She'ela Shel Dvar Chachma. If somebody asks a kasha of a wise question, Lo Yomar Lemi She'ela Yodea Osa Chachma, Mata Shiv B'davar Zeh, O Mai Daitacha B'davar Zeh, V'chen Kakayotse. You can't ask somebody who doesn't know about this, a certain science, certain chachma, what do you think about this? You know the guy doesn't know. It's embarrassing. And the Meiri says it even more explicitly. The Meiri says, Mitachsise ha-talmidim, the way of students, kishehem ba'alei musar. Meiri's lashon. Shebedavar shehem yodim bo, shekfar tarchu baharishonim, v'lo matzu batam, lo yushol en oso larav, b'makam shaharabim mitzuyim sham. You could ask your Rebbe privately anything you want, but you can't ask your Rebbe in public. If you know he's probably not going to know, Shari Adavar Karov, Shalo Ye Arab Yodea, Mashalo Yoda Harishonim, Venimsa Mitzbayesh. V'chein Kol Kayotze Bazet, right? Even when asking Shilas, one has to use their head and know whether it's embarrassing for the Rav or not. So that was his answer. Did they get it from this Gemara? What are you asking me for the Kriya Nava? I don't know. Amaraba, Rabbi says, one second, my Kushi, what's the problem? Dilmo Rebbe Meir, Be'ilon Echad, Sivuchi Misafkilei. Maybe they're all masupik. They're all not sure what to do in the case of one and two trees. And that's why, you know, be machmir. Bring it, but don't do the kriya. Be machmir. So maybe that's why they say what they say. Mora says, "Ubi misafkile." Is he really not sure? Vaktani the fishalokana karka. The mayor says, the reason that you don't have to do it is because he was not kone. Sounds pretty certain. So the Gemara says, "Ema shemalokana karka." Maybe it's Shema. Maybe put a word in. Maybe it wasn't going to Karka, but really it's all Suffolk. Valechush, one second. It's all Suffolk, and that's why you're bringing it. Valechush, didilma lav bikurim ninhu. Maybe it's not bikurim. And if it's not bikurim, what are you doing? You're bringing fruit that are not bikurim into the Azara. Vekoma ayo chulin lazara. You're bringing chulin into the Azara. It's an Avera. So how could you bring it in? So the Gemara says to Maktish Lahu. After you take it off, just in case, you're makdash it. Just in case this is not bikurim, this is a makdash this to Bedek HaBayis. This fruit should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashbam here has two deos, which is really a major machlokas rishonim, the isser of bringing chulin into the Azara. Is that an Issa d'Araisa or an Issa d'Rabbanan? We know shechting chulin in the Azara is an Issa d'Araisa. Shechting a non-carbon in the Azara. But what about just bringing chulin into the Azara? Is that a d'Araisa or a d'Rabbanan? So the Rashbam here has two deis. He quotes first quotes from the Sifri, a d'Araisa. Ki yirchak mimcha makom b'zavachta, berichak makom ata zoveach, v'iyata zoveach, b'kirev makom chulin shalcha, v'hu adin l'kol avas chulin. Bazara, not only shechting, but also any bringing. Inami midrabanan, or maybe it's xera drabanan. People will see you and they won't understand what you're doing. Either two deos in the Rashbam, but it's really two general deos in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam, what does the Rambam hold? Very unclear exactly what the Rambam holds. In Hilchas Shechita, says the Rambam, kol achulin aser lachnisan lazara afilu basar shchuta operos vapas. You can't bring anything into the Azara, even shechted meat or fruit or bread. And if you did, im avar vehechnisan mutarm b'achilek shahayu. If you brought it in, it didn't become aser b'hanah. V'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. This is divrei kabbalah. And v'kala shochet chulan bazara o ha'ochal kezayis b'bsar chulan shenishchutu bazara makanos ha'makos mardus. Makas Mardus. He says, Divrei Kabbalah, then he says, Shechting is Makas Mardus. So the Nosei Kilam struggle. Is it a Daraisa with Makas Mardus? Is it only Darabanan? That is unclear in the Rambam. There's another discussion, though, that Tosfos here brings up. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Isra of Chulin Bazara is limited to cases where what you brought in could have been Hukrav. What if I bring a chair into the Azara? That's not chulin bazara. Only if I bring an animal, or Tosfos says fruit that could have been bikurim, that aren't bikurim, that's chulin bazara. And that could be, there's this five-column Mishnah Lamelech on this Rambam that discusses what the Rambam holds, because the Rambam's examples that he gives are basar, peros, and pas. So it sounds like he's including everything, but those are the examples that he gives. So maybe those examples are specifically there because it has to be something that is ra'ui lehakrif. So the Gemara says again, isn't this a problem of chulin bazar? If you're bringing in bikurim that are not really bikurim, you're makdish it. You have to eat it. Yet don't you have to? Doesn't the coin have to eat this? And the coin can't eat something that's hektish if it's bedek habayis. So where's it the paraklu? You redeem it. Who redeems it? Machlokes. The owner redeems it. The coin redeems it. Either way, another question. What do you mean? If maybe it's not Bikurim what you brought. You brought Bikurim, but remember, if it's not Bikurim, then you have to give a little more Truma and Meiser from the field. Right? Bikurim, and then Truma and Meiser is from what's left. So the Mafizlu, no, you took off Truma and Meiser. You took off the right amount of Truma and Meiser just in case. The Gemara says, okay, fine, but what are you going to do? Bishlama Truma Gedola, Yavla La Kohen. Fine, Truma Gedola. If you took it off just in case, Truma Gedola, you could give to the Kohen, Meiser Sheni, Nami Yovli the Kohen, even Meiser Sheni, you could give to the Kohen, because maybe it's really Bikurim, so you give that to the Kohen too, but Meiser Ani, Nami Yovli the Kohen Ani, and Meiser Ani, you could also give to a poor Kohen. But Ella Meiser Rishon to Levi who? Laman Yovle. But Meiser Rishon has to go to the Levi, you can't give that to the Kohen. So, what do you do with the Meiser Rishon? So the Gemara says, "To Yahiv le Kohen, Krabloza ben Azaria." You know, you give it to a Kohen, like Krabloza ben Azaria holds. Machlokas Tanoim, the Tanya, Truma Gedola le Kohen, Meiser Rishon le Levi, the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a split. Truma to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon to the Levi. Krabloza ben Azaria Omer, Meiser Rishon af le Kohen. Krabloza ben Azaria says, "No, even Meiser Rishon can go to the Kohen." What's the basis of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim as well. We know, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that Bisman Ezra, the Levium, did not join him going back to Yerushalayim. They didn't join him. So Ezra was kones them, and Ezra said, no more Meiser Rishon for you. Go give it to the Kohen. Right? That's what Ezra said at that time. But that's a Dindra Rabban for sure. The question is on a Doraisa level. On a Doraisa level, Truma has to go to the Kohen for sure. It's Osir, Misa B'Dei Shemayim, to anybody else. What about Meiser Rishon? Is that Doraisa only to the Levi? Or is that Doraisa to the Kohen or to the Levi? Which one? So the Rashbam says, Meiser Rishon L'Kohen, last few skinny lines, V'lo L'Levi. The Rashbam holds that a Mita Oraisa, you could give it to the Kohanim. So Ezra just brought it back to the Din D'oraisa. Don't give it to the Levim, give it to the Kohanim, who are also included in the Pasuk. That is the Shita of the Rashban. You look in Tosvos. Tosfos quotes the other Shita, but this is a discussion between Tosfos and the Rashbam, whether Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is holding it on a Daraisa level or a Darabana level. The Ben Chaschinach asked the Kasha that maybe some of you are thinking about, assuming that Mida Araisa, it has to go to the Levium, thank you, Mida Araisa, it has to go to the Levium, how did the Ezra have the power to say it's not going to the Levium? Isn't that a violation of the Taz? Which Taz? The Taz of Rosh Hashanah. Taz that says, many times we've mentioned this, that the Rabbanan do not have the power to totally obliterate a mitzvah. That's why they can't say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even when it falls out during the week. It's a musical instrument, because then you would never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right, so many examples of this we've had, but the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Hei asks, how did Ezra do this? Didn't he wipe out a mitzvah? Right, you wipe out a mitzvah. Based on the Taz, he's not allowed to wipe out a mitzvah. Heich yachal lakar mitzvahs asay mikol v'kol shein tzarech litin alevi to mitzvahs asay v'davar mafurish b'torah v'yidei bitol mitzvah zun is batla od mitzvahs asay vidui meiser. You can't even do vidui meiser because you can't say you did exactly what you were supposed to do. So the answer is the Minchas Chinuch l'anias daiti. Dira, the Mizeh Yatzah Haramah, he quotes maybe, this is a raya, that all true Mitzvah Maishas Vizvan Azeh are Durabanan. And that's why the Rambam says what he says, and maybe that's why, if it was in the world of Daraisa, so then he wouldn't do it. That would be an Akira, because the whole thing is Durabanan nowadays, that's how he's able to do it. But there is maybe another possibility, that the Akronim quote from the Rambam, because when the Rambam formulates this at the beginning of Hilchas Maiser, the Rambam says, Ezra konas es halavim bizmano shelo yitin lahem ma'aser rishon el yinasin lekohanim lefi shelo aluim al Yerushalayim. So the Rambam is in one word, levim konas halavim bizmano. So maybe the fact that it was a temporary gzera, so that solves the problem because it's not permanent. It's not permanent, and that's why maybe the Rambam says that to solve the problem of the tas. One other question that's brought here. And that is, Tosva says, we're worried so much, what are you going to do with the Maaser Rishon? What are you going to do with the Maaser Rishon? What do we do today with the Maaser Rishon? Let's say today we do Havrasha. What do we do with the Maaser Rishon today? We give off the Truma Gedola and we throw it out. We burn it because we don't know who's a Kohen. And the Truma is Maaser. What about the Maaser Rishon? You know what we say? Amos HaMechavir Lavaraya. We say, I'm not giving Maaser Rishon. It's not awesome for me to eat. It proves to be you're a Levi. Amos HaMechavir Lavaraya. Similar, Tosva asked the question about Demai. Demai, you have to take off Trumas Meiser. Meiser Rishon by Demai. You're not sure if the other Trumas or Meisers were taken off. You don't give at all. So yes, Tosfos, by Demai, you don't have to give me Suffolk. How much do I make a roll of Araya? What's the difference between Demai and this case of Suffolk Bikurim? So, Tosfos says Lo Dami. The Rashba says Lo Dami. The Hacha, over here, it's either going to the coin of the Levi. It's not going to you. So it's either going to the coin of the Levi, that's why you have to give it up. Miman of Shach. It's Bikurim is going to the Kohen. If not, it's going to the Levi, so it's not yours. Number one. But otherwise it's not going to use. That's why it's different than a case of Demai. And then he says, Demai Delohabi Alasfika Durabanan ain't Surah Lakai Mitzvah Nasina. It's only a Suffolk Durabanan there by Demai, so you don't have to give it. So again, we could talk about Demai a lot, but not for now. Let's do one more line. According to this, they would say they would meaning if you
about,
what are you going to do? So they would it would seem like they would both be having to go like Elazar ben Azariah. Then that's the Gemara's answer, right? You have to say maybe it's Bikurim. I'm sorry, maybe it's what do you do with the Maaser Rishon?
So those Rabbanan hold against the Rabbanan here.
Say, but this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah versus Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, so they
would have to hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right? That's the Gemara's answering. You have to see if we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So I think that's what they have to.
Rabbi Akiva holds neither like Rabbi Meir nor like Rabbanan.
According to Rabbi Akiva, what would you do? You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what you would do. It's a good question. I answer the Gemara just one more line. V'dilma bikurim ninhu ubayi kriya. So finally, the last line. What if it really is bikurim? You're not doing the mitzvah of kriya. Kriya lo ma'akeves. No. Kriya is not ma'akev. You can do a hava without a kriya. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to get into the sugya right now of kolaroi labila. Kolaroi labila, bila ma'akeves, ein bila ma'akeves, the different types of kolaroi labila. But we will stop here and we'll continue.